I've had very low-key interviews in the past for waitressing jobs and lifeguarding jobs and things. I'm just waiting for my real interviews now to go into full-time work. I'm really nervous about them. I think the most nerve-wracking thing for me is just showing people my work now, turning up with a portfolio and people looking at your work and not knowing what they're going to think about it. So that's a really nerve-wracking thing, I think, now.
Isabel Inman has just graduated from a graphic design course at Sheffield Hallam University. Now she's starting to look for a job, and in 9 times out of 10, that means going through the delightful process that is the interview.
If I had a big job interview tomorrow, I would do all my research about, you know, about the company, about the people who I think are going to be interviewing me. I'd find out exactly what it is they do and exactly how I would fit into the company and try and make sure I'd done my background kind of research first.
I'm Kate Taylor, and in this podcast we'll be looking at some techniques to help you get through the job interview with flying colours. Alan Simpson is a co-founder and director at Rialto, a business and human resources consultancy. As he sees it, Isabel is going about things exactly the right way.
You should always prepare as well as you possibly can for an interview. Search the web, understand the company, importantly understand the culture. Find that out as best you can from the web. There are a number of indicators on websites from HR departments spelling out missions, cultural statements. Understand those well, because the minute you walk through the door, they'll expect you to replicate that, and you need to be aware of how you're supposed to be acting and the type of communication they would expect to see from you, which either makes you a fit or not a fit in that organisation. Find out who you're meeting. Have a look on the website. Find out if there's any information on the website about those individuals so that you can actually have an instant rapport. If you're able to research out about other companies in their competitive market, understand what the competitors are doing, so you've got some information which is of interest to them. It tells that you've cared, you understand where their positioning is in the market. In the interview, tips and points would be a very good listener, always. Be very courteous. Most important, I think, is be aware that if you can actually get on the same page, speak the same language, have something in common with people, you're much further ahead of your competitors.
My name's Juliet Haygarth, and I'm the managing director of an agency called Brothers and Sisters, who produce advertising and basically any creative communications for a kind of wide range of clients. It's not something that I would totally judge someone on, but if someone comes in and they've not even been asked to check out our website or look at some recent work, basically, if they're ignorant about who we are or the clients, then for me, that's a non-starter. It's like the first hurdle. If you don't do your preparation, you're not even going to get past that. But also, spend some time preparing in terms of what are the key things you really want to get across. You know, why do you think that you would be great for this job? How are you going to sound enthusiastic without sounding desperate? You know, how are you going to pitch yourself? All of that is just as important as kind of doing some competitive analysis on that agency or that particular client.
Janet Davis is the editor of careers website newlifenetwork.co.uk. She agrees that how you come across as a person is crucial.
At the end of the day, we're talking about the interaction between two people. So as soon as you walk into that building, just make sure that everybody who meets you thinks that you're a pleasant person to meet. So sometimes the questions that you're being asked may seem very simple on the surface, but there will always be a reason for them asking that question. So make sure that you understand what maybe the top 10 most likely ones are going to be and practice some answers. Sit in your living room, your bedroom or something like that and say the things out loud, because sometimes when you hear yourself answering that question, talk me through your CV. If you don't know how to do that fairly quickly and succinctly, they probably will switch off after a few moments and you won't get the job. So practice, make sure that you smile, don't smoke, even outside the building, because you'll smell of smoke when you go in. I know lots of people complain about that sort of thing. So it's really think through that whole experience. How are you going to impress upon that person that you are the right one to come and work for them?
So, you've practiced your most winning smile, scoured the company website, and learnt by heart the vital statistics of the people who'll be interviewing you. Now it's time to get down to the really important stuff. What are you going to wear? The answer seems to be, it depends on the job you're going for.
Wear a suit and tie, because people expect that. If it's a media company, of course, you would have picked that up. The culture, that probably it doesn't necessarily work. And therefore, it may be more appropriate to be open neck shirt, but always be very smart, casual on that basis.
Do we have, do you know, in the office, any UK to European polo
actors? In terms of how people present themselves, I think that's one of the nice things about working in the creative industries, which is I'm not looking for a suit. I'm not looking for a particular type of person. I think I'm looking for someone who's comfortable in their own skin and who knows who they are and knows how to communicate themselves. So for me, we have people, for example, working in our account management department who dress quite formally because it suits them and it suits their style. We have other people who rock up in jeans and a t-shirt because that's who they are. And each person brings something special to that role. So I think for me, as long as they've got a good sense of self, and as long as they're dressing for that sense of self, then it helps me decide. You know, it helps me decide very quickly who they are as a person and whether they'd be happy here. So I'd never say to someone, thou shalt wear a suit, or, you know, make sure you apply this amount of makeup, or boys polish your shoes. It's kind of actually dress for who you are.
Now you're ready for anything. If you'd like more information, then have a look at the interviews section of the Guardian jobs site. Oh, and one more thing.
Arriving on time is like stage one. If you don't arrive on time, unless literally you've been run over by a horse in the street, then I wouldn't really accept kind of any excuses.